Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we give you practical approaches and actionable tactics to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, and a current team and leadership development workshop facilitator and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we put out the call and you brought the questions. This is an Ask Me Anything leadership episode. One of the things that I love is to be able to help people understand more about themselves and to navigate their way through leadership as they're learning how to lead or as they're navigating difficult team dynamic situations. So without further ado, let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by FitAF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where FitAF steps in. FitAF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. Our first question comes to us from Rachel D. Rachel sent in a question. She asks, after 10 years in a managerial position, I have recently been demoted and now report to a former subordinate. Any best recommendations on how I can utilize my leadership skills to adapt to this new and frustrating change? First and foremost, absolutely understand the frustration, understand the dynamic shift and dynamic change. Not having much background or context to the situations that you found yourself now being demoted, the first thing that I would recommend is that hopefully the relationship you had with your former subordinate was mutually supportive, was trusting, was positive. And I'm going to operate under the premise that the relationship that you had with your subordinate was a good one, and the circumstances around the switch, the change, the demotion was something that was beyond both of your control. So moving forward, what I would advise then is you take a step back away from the situation as a leader, as a person who wants to influence and shape the environment and do good. Take a step back. Focus on what is within your control. Find the positive aspects of the work, of the meaning behind the work that you do, the meaning behind your career, and embrace where you are right now in this career. Ask yourself, if I'm coaching you through this, what is good about this change? Ask yourself, what are the benefits of this change? Then ask yourself, what has actually changed for you within your current situation and what has stayed the same, both positive and negative, in this current situation. So as you're going through this activity of self-coaching, what it's going to do is allow you to understand and assess where you are, what are your goals, what's your current reality, so that you can decide where you want to move forward. And that is the next question. How do you want to proceed? Do you want to build a mutually supportive relationship with your new boss, your former subordinate? Do you want to start looking for other opportunities within or outside of the company? As you coach your way through this, you're going to actually go through the process of leading yourself. So you have to lead yourself first to navigate the complexity of this situation. The next thing I would advise you to do to use your leadership skills is to address the issue head on. Offer your experience, offer your expertise, offer your knowledge, skills, and abilities to your new boss for the good of the company, for the good of the organization. If you still believe in the company's mission, if you still share the company's vision, if you still share the collective purpose of the work that the company does, then you're going to want to make sure that that new boss of yours knows that you can still be relied upon, you can still be trusted, and your reputation and performance speaks for themselves. Let them know that you're here to support, that you're dedicated, and that you want to move forward. It's all about locus of control. Trying to understand why things happen to you, and then what you can do about them. You can control how you respond. You can control how you influence. You can control how you communicate. You may not be able to control the external situation around you. So if you're looking to utilize your leadership skills and adapt to this new and frustrating change, start with leading yourself. Once you answer your questions and self-coach, then you can move forward to decide what type of relationship do you want to have with your new boss. And you go through that same process. What will change if you extend an olive branch? What will stay the same if you extend an olive branch? What won't change? Where do you want to be? What are you willing to do? And how do you move forward? If you are bought into the company, if the opportunity for you to be present more at home, to still be committed to the company that you work for is there, then find that good and ride that wave. Leadership is about influence. You start with self-talk, self-awareness, and then you move outwards. And then you look for opportunities to contribute. You look for opportunities to find joy and find satisfaction in your work, regardless of the position and title that you hold. Sometimes you have to let that go. That's very difficult for me. I went through a change at work where I was I had one title of a team, and I was a director of a team, and then I got moved laterally, but the title was something that was viewed as a demotion. I went from a director to a deputy director. I had to step back. I had people come up and commiserate. Oh, I'm so sorry. Is this good for you? Is this not? It was very confusing. And for me, I looked at the opportunity of all the good. I get to learn something new. I get to have a wider influence. I get to have a different team and team dynamic. All those aspects of work that I wanted, I got from that position. Although the title was one below where I was on the organizational chart. I made the most of it. I found the positive in it, and I moved forward because it was the greater good that made me feel good about that job, about that role. And that's how you can use your leadership. That's how you can use your influence. I hope this micro coaching opportunity helps you move forward and navigate that frustrating change for sure. Our second question comes from Emily G. She asks, our team is very good at their individual roles, but they are afraid of stepping outside the lines for fear of stepping on someone else's toes. We have creative ideas for projects, but the person who would be best at it isn't always the person who gets assigned to it. Any tips about how to get people to step out of their role a bit more? Emily, this is a great question because what it involves is being able to understand and have your functional role and your functional responsibilities, but then also find ways to contribute to the greater good of the company with these special projects or these ideas that come up. So understandably, somebody who has a good idea, especially if you're working on small teams or mid-sized teams, you have a great idea for a project, but it's clearly outside of your functional role. So you're afraid to bring it up because you don't want to put work on somebody else's plate, right? Or you have an idea for an initiative that you know deep down you love connecting with people and you love doing outreach and cold calls and you love hosting events or you love being able to, you know, have some creative design in your role, but that's not your role. There's a person assigned for that. And you don't want to put work on their plate, or you don't want to generate an idea that may go against the direction that they were moving or what their intentions are. So this happens time and time again in the workplace. And what we need to be able to do is understand how to break through silos and how to be more collaborative with each other and best utilize the human capital that we have. When you can align someone's desire with their actual functional roles, what they want to do with what they actually do, you're going to see higher levels of commitment. You're going to see higher levels of dedication. You're going to see performance go through the roof. The first step to take is to take a step back and understand, what are our current roles and responsibilities? Are they clearly defined? Are they clearly articulated? Do people understand what they're functionally responsible for? The second step then is to look culturally. How is our culture set up to where we can work left and right? Is it set up to work left and right? Ask yourself that question of, do you have time where you can capture these good ideas and put them into some sort of queue or put them into some sort of pipeline to be able to get them moving forward? Identify the resources that are needed and then assign them appropriately. And then third, the ultimate would be, is your work process, your business process designed to allow people time to work on a personal project or a product that they find personal attachment or value to? This is where you can get more of that synergy. Companies that I've worked with as clients in the past actually have time carved out for personal projects, for innovative projects that aren't your functional responsibility, but they're your passion project that you want to do for the company. What companies find is that when you give people 10 to 20% of their time to work on something that they have a personal attachment to, they progress and move forward, which progresses and moves the company forward. Compare that with, I have a good idea for the engineering team, but I'm in the sales department. So if I don't vocalize that, it goes to the wasteland. Nobody knows about it. Nobody moves on it. Nothing gets done. If I vocalize it and it gets assigned to the engineering team, they may not be bought into it because they're looking at that as another task, action, project on their plate that they don't have resources for. They didn't generate it. They may not buy into it. You might get lucky and say, yeah, that's a great idea. Let us run with this. And then they run with that and it goes okay. But if you dedicate time, you know, 4 to 8 hours a week for a person to come in and collaborate and support and work and co-create on a product that they are passionate about outside of their wheelhouse, it has a multiplying effect. The person feels fulfilled because they're working on something that aligns to their values and their satisfaction. On top of that, teams move forward. The project moves forward and it doesn't die. So now you're building fulfillment and engagement on an individual level, and you're making progress on an organizational level. It's a twofer. So if you can afford it, do it. If you can't afford it, find a way to get incrementally there, because people will show up for you, they'll be dedicated to you, and they'll engage for your organization when you are tying and aligning their values and beliefs to the work that they do. That's it for today. Those two questions, both Rachel and Emily, I hope we answered them. I want to thank you for sending those questions in. And thank you for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you found value in today's episode, please like it, save it, share it with your fellow leaders, share that knowledge, share that information so that we can all lead at our best. And like Rachel and Emily, if you have a question about workplace culture, workplace conflict, leadership, team dynamics, we want to hear from you. Send your questions in, leave us a review, leave us a comment. We'll get you your answer back right away, and then we'll answer your question also on an air in an episode like this, Ask Me Anything Leadership Q&A. If you are a organization that's focused on team dynamics and leadership development, I want to work with you. I offer highly engaging, creativity-infused, research-backed leader and team development workshops. Our workshops focus on collaboration, communication, connection within teams. It all starts with leadership, and leadership is a people business. Our workshops deliver the results that you're looking for. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or email me here at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.